Good to go.
Okay.
All right.
Hold order.
Okay, I would like to call this, I would like to call the meeting, our regular board meeting at 5:31.
We are doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen. Okay.
Okay, adoption of the agenda.
I'll move to adopt the agenda for the regular board meeting of December 8th.
Second.
Aye.
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 Item 2, call to the public.
Anybody there?
No.
Just us chickens.
Okay. Item 3, consent agenda approval. Item 8, approval of the minutes.
I have no changes.
For November 15, no changes either?
Nothing.
Okay. Item B, presentation of November financial report.
For some reason, I don't see it in our packet, so maybe, I know I prepared it.
Do you want this one?
I have mine.
No, that's all right.
I've got the vouchers is what we've got.
Yeah, well, you got the first page. That's the one that we talked about.
Oh, but you're talking about the actual... What about this?
No. It's this one.
That one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You guys have that cover page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's mm-hmm. the one she's in there.
Mm-hmm.
The voucher thingy?
This yeah. One. The description. This
one. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Everything seems to be pretty much in line. You have a couple small ones and a couple big expense vouchers. So those are pretty set and normal. And then you get down to the payroll. Those are pretty set. I mean, yeah, there's about 17,000 difference. But on the last payroll, which was payroll 11, we've paid a few more. See, out of that, we did pay a couple other funds out of that.
But wasn't that the one that we paid the bonus out of that $1,000 that day from that 301 plan? If we made a C rating or not, the mm-hmm. teachers got.
Are you talking about number 11?
Yes. Yes, payroll 11.
It's a little mm-hmm. bit higher than the 92.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's regarding those bonus.
Yep. The bonuses of that 301.
That
yeah.
Yeah. It went up to the C level.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Mr. Olmos, do you have any questions regarding the voucher?
No. Here's a SMA on that.
I'm sorry?
Here's a SMA on that. Or SME, actually.
No comprendo.
I don't understand.
The subject matter expert.
You're the subject matter expert, he
said. Oh. FYI. MSN. GPA.
Man say no comprendo.
GPS.
Too many acronyms.
That's all right. I'll get you squared away with all of the acronyms.
Oh, we can't wait.
Oh.
I can't wait.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I can hold it in. Okay. Item C, approval of the November vouchers.
And those are just the ones you were just going over.
Okay.
And like we said, that the payroll number 11 went up because that's when we gave out the $1,000, et cetera. And so, otherwise they would have been in the 90,000 range instead of jumping to the 100. So, the vouchers for this month will go down a little bit. this next one for payday tomorrow, for tomorrow. Well, but the one next one will, because they'll start losing, the classified will start losing hours because they won't be here, so. And the one in January.
And what we did with Columbus Day, because it is in the contract, it's a paid holiday, is we just moved it to Christmas time. So they get an extra paid day over Christmas versus so many days not getting paid.
Oh, so. Okay. Item D, approval of the raise and pay for all employees in the minimum wage for the remainder of the school year. Any employees who are making less than $13.85 will be elevated to be paid $13.85
is a new minimum wage. I know that was kind of wordy. One of the things that we've
making less than $13.85.
Right, one of the things we've done in the past is we've made a new pace chart at the summer.
Uh-huh.
Then we've had to redo it again in January, and then we've had to. So we've had people getting two or three raises, even if they're not new employees, because you have to balance it. So we talked it over and felt like it was easier to do it this way and say everybody will be at least $13.85 or higher, and then we'll redo another pay scale and bring it to the board for next year.
So if they're getting paid less than $13.85, everything can be brought up to $13.85.
If they're $12.80, they get right now the minimum is $12.80. So if we had somebody, I think we had one person that was getting $12.80, they'll get $1.05 raise an hour just with the minimum wage. We have other people who are at $13.40, $13.50, or $30, so they'll get a 30-40 cent raise.
So anybody that's under $13.85 will be up to
$13.85, right?
Mm-hmm. And everybody will be out there. That'll be the lowest.
That's the lowest they'll be.
Exist.
And each year it's been going up between 75 cents to a dollar. This
What's
year,
the
dollar
minimum
five.
Wage right now?
Right now it's $12.80.
$12.80.
So it's going up $1.05. There was a thought that it might go up as high as $1.25 to $1.50. So it didn't go up as high as we thought at first, which, for us, that's,
So minimum wage will be, as of November 1st, January 1st, $13.85?
Yes.
Wow. Yep. That goes for everybody.
Yeah.
Both at McDonald's and Burger King.
So it has an impact on even our summer help. You don't think of it much, but by the time another 100 hours is, then it's another $110. I mean, it's not a lot, but it all adds up in the grand scheme.
Sure.
Of things, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Accept the COPS grant worth over $220,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This includes a match amount of about $57,000, which are able to use the funding. Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, this is the grant we've been going after, and they told us you're probably going to have to write it two or three times to get it, and we got it the first time. But we put in for a waiver, which meant we didn't have to have a matching amount. They didn't accept our waiver. So when we got the grant, great. But then the fine, when you read the fine print, it says you have a match of $57,000. So it's like, okay, yes, we have money in capital. We don't want to use it, but we have money there we could have used. So we had to dig in to find out what we could use for matching. And what we found out is you can't use any federal grant, but you can use any state grant. So everything that we put through that's related to that, like we're getting doors replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it being on our weatherization, SFB is doing it separate. We're able to use that as part of a coverage for matching. The cameras that SFB is replacing for us, $30,000+, that goes as part of our matching. So we actually have about $80,000 worth of matching already to apply towards this. So it worked out great. But at the time, we didn't know that was, when I read something like matching, I think, okay, you're going to give me $200 and I have to match that with $200.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made some phone calls to the guy that's helped us, and he made some phone calls, and then we looked around at different things. And I was trying to come up with money through the county or the sheriff's office or Jackie, and then we found out the money they could give us was all federal money. so that we already actually had, and we didn't know with SFP. So it worked out perfect. So we got that grant, and we've got a bunch of them coming through SFB. I think we're going to, if the guy that's doing all of the prognosticating for us is right, we're going to have in the next year and a half to 2 years close to $2.2 million probably done here. There's that much that needed to be done along with the COPS grant and some of the other SFBs that we've done. So it's a pretty dramatic, pretty big number. So and you know it's exciting too, because once we get the doors replaced, then they'll have the magnetic locks. We'll have a magnetic lock right at that door. We'll have a magnetic lock for the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. The one door we
Both
leave
doors?
Open. We only leave one door open. So we only have one door open to go into that section, that one cafeteria door.
And
it'll have an automatic lock. It'll be on this side with the mm-hmm. closest to Sally's office.
Yeah.
And then we have an automatic lock down on the gym door, because nobody, Mike doesn't see that. So if we see something on the camera, we get a call, Bobby gets a call, whatever we see, we can push that button. All three of those doors lock. Every other door on campus is locked, every other exterior door.
That's nice.
So, you know, then the only thing we have to do is run over here and lock that door between the two buildings.
This one right here?
Yeah, the one that goes out. That's the only one we won't have a lock on. I'm excited about it. The other thing that we did, we were able to put in with SFB is, it's going to be that diamond glass, so it'll have the wire in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what the experts say, because I just got done building that school in Minnesota, and we went with the same thing.
How about the door right here in the lab, the computer?
But it's locked the whole time.
The whole time it's
between
locked.
Classes.
Okay.
He opens it up between classes.
Okay.
That if you have the diamond stuff, you're actually better off, because, yes, they can shoot and it'll shatter. But then they have to totally bang their way to rip the...
And it's hard to get that wire. Mm-hmm.
It is.
To get
and so what they sold us on that versus bulletproof, because they said, depending upon the caliber and all that, bulletproof and the angle they shoot at, bulletproof isn't necessarily bulletproof. So, you know, they said that to go with the diamond was better. The only thing I didn't like about the diamond was it kind of reminds me like a chicken hen.
It's chicken wire.
Chicken wire, you know, in there, and it reminds me like I was on a farm kind of. But, I mean, it's safer, so we'll have that for that door. I don't know if these doors will have the same thing or not, but these doors and that door will both be replaced right now. But, you know, we've been waiting for that door.
Mm-hmm.
It broke in May, and we have had 3 to 5 locksmiths here. Nobody can fix it. So that's why SFB said they would fix it. So the beautiful thing is, you know, and Don, you've been here the longest, but almost everything on this campus is at least 20 years old. And if you get to 20 years old, SFB replaces it for nothing. So like all of our flooring will be replaced free.
Wow.
We already have that. You know, we've gotten the bids, we've got that submitted, and now they're...
I think it's pretty darn good considering that.
Oh, heck, when you look at all of the stuff and you think, 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't believe it's been 20 years.
I know.
So that's the good... The good thing is that basically everything that we would like to do and kind of think we need to do should be covered by SFB. And the gal came down here personally and went through the building, and that's why we had to have them come and get the experts down here, because she said you have a lot of things that need to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but you know, when they built that building, I mean, there was some stuff with the foundation and the frame, and we have cracks and, you know, all sorts of stuff.
Like I said, there was grass growing out of the walls.
Yeah. And well, and it just, it literally will be, in the fourth grade rooms, the one room, I mean, it is this far off the ground, and literally when it rains, the rain comes down through the wall, into the window, and down into the wall,
you
and out the floor.
That's ridiculous.
It's just like, it's almost like a reverse rain spout. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the good news is we're going to have a fix. So, you guys will have a fix.
So even like grants like this, does the person that writes a grant get an administrative fee for administration?
No, nothing. Not for, now, the person that we had an option to hire this guy, or he would just help us, and we decided to have him help us, and just we'd write it, give it to him, he could look at it and just say, ah, you might want to do this or you might want to do
tweak
that.
It a little bit, yeah.
So he did. One of the things that we did that I thought was the most important was we started out, Bobby and Kristen did a lot of the work on it, along with Mr. Rodriguez, and they wanted to go after like $500,000 or $600,000. And they said, you know, they're only going to give a mill and a half to each state. So let's, what do we really need? What are our needs? And then what would be really nice to have?
Mm-hmm.
And so we went after our needs, and I mean, yeah, the bulletproof glass thing, or, you know, that was nice to have, but it was part of the door. And so, you know, with that COPS grant, we'll get a new phone system. We'll get a new intercom system. We get automatic locking doors, the push-button automatic locks, cameras, a whole new part of that's coming with SFB, so that's part of our match. But we'll have a whole brand-new camera system, everything, even the, you know, the smart boards where all the cameras show up. The whole system will be new. So just, you know, we'll be up to date with everything.
Now, with that intercom system, would that be able to
communicate with each room individually,
or can you communicate with every room at once,
or all of the rooms at one time? Yeah, that's what we've told them we wanted.
Well, you know, Mr. Santana, he used to do this with the Pledge of Allegiance. With, remember that? Were you here then?
No, Mr. McAleer.
Mr. McAleer?
She's trying to say she's young.
Mr. McAleer used to be my principal when I was.
Oh, McAleer.
McAleer. Oh. Miss Pico and Miss.
Oh, I thought you meant Macklin.
No.
I thought she was trying to be a smart aleck.
What is it, Macklin?
But did he do the Pledge of Allegiance on the intercom? With
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He used to do that.
So right now the intercom, there are some rooms we can go into, and then it just blares right out here.
Oh.
But there, you know, it's kind of the problem. It's just like the bell system where you want to run a bell system for the junior high, but if you run a bell system, it's campus-wide. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to fix all of that.
Nice.
So,
that's nice. Yeah.
It'll be nice. It'll be very nice.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E.
I'll second. You want to go ahead, Omos?
What's that?
You want to go ahead?
No, go ahead.
Aye.
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 I second.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. All righty.
Action item.
I don't really have any further discussion.
Item A.
On what?
This is our budget revision for 22-23. I guess we didn't really discuss it. Fully. And so do we want to discuss it? We talked about, let's just say we discussed the, the suggested reduced was 182,066, but we did in fact have to only reduce it by 105,245. And so with that being said, I think that is where we stand. And I can't think of anything further, unless you guys have something.
I don't.
Nor do I.
Mr. Olmos?
No.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the budget revision for 22-23 school year.
I second.
Aye.
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 Item B, presentation, discussion, and vote on approval to direct superintendents to place the three school vehicles up for auction with the business office.
I didn't know we even had three.
Yeah, we have the Corolla, we have the Camry, and then we have the Suburban. We also have the pickup, that little white pickup.
We still have that Suburban runs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, the thing is, the Suburban, actually, if it would have just been taken care of interior-wise, the Suburban is a very solid vehicle, but it's, somebody's whoever would buy it, if they wanted to fix it, would need to put in a new dash board thing, you know.
Up in the sun.
And well, somebody had to hit it or drop something hard on it because it's like shattered on the top.
Really?
So you know, when we went to try to, we took the Kelley Blue Book just to try to get an idea. So for you guys, we could set, if you're interested, if you're okay with this, because we had talked about trading them all in. The problem with it is, for us to buy a vehicle, we have to basically buy it in Phoenix. It's the only place where the dealers are on the state bid. Mm-hmm. And so to drive these three vehicles that far without fixing, having it gone through a, like the steering on the
so you pretty much have to do maintenance on them, mm-hmm. to
the,
take them out there.
The Suburban's a little loose driving, but you could drive it locally. It's
that's
great. It's
a good
solid.
Vehicle. Yeah.
The Corolla is a very good vehicle. It's just got about 100,000 miles on it. And then the Camry, I mean, honestly, out of the three, I would say the Camry's a higher rated vehicle, but it's probably got way more miles on it.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
but I mean, the 04 only has 95,000 on there?
Right. Yeah.
So how are you, do you plan, because this is going to be an issue if we don't talk about it,
yep.
is how are you going to advertise that these are going to be put up for sale? Are you
okay.
putting it on our site? Or
we will put it, well, we what we thought we would do would be, we would, if we got it approved tonight, we would try to get it in the paper so that it was put in the paper, because it goes online immediately,
right.
but it doesn't go in the paper until the weekend, and I don't know if we get it in this weekend or not, but maybe Wednesday's paper.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we would post it on our Facebook, on our website, and the paper, and then put it out there so that people could call and set up an appointment if they wanted to come and look at the vehicles. Okay, we just don't want people stopping in all day long, so we're sending somebody down to do that.
You knew that like one day?
Well, what I preferred to do when we talked first, I said it'd be really great to set it up so if they wanted to come and look at the vehicles, we take the vehicles on Monday, bring them up here, put them out on the side, and then we could just take people out and they could look at them.
And
but
so
I don't know if we get
back.
That into the paper, mm-hmm. only online and
we can't
online.
Have people driving them and the liability, but that is not.
Right.
Okay.
I think we can start it so they can listen to it. All the vehicles are drivable. We'll have to drive them up here. But we would sell them as is.
And you have to word that like that.
That, yes. Mm-hmm. And then what we thought we would do, the way we would run the auction is same way we ran the auction for the different things that we sold in here, where
like a silent auction.
But if you go silent, then you can't update people and then you make less money. So what we thought was, if Brisa comes in and puts a bid in on the Corolla, and then Don comes in and puts a bid on the Corolla, and then Donna comes in the same day and puts a bid on the Corolla, it's a little bit higher, we would then call Brisa and Don and say, we received a higher bid today at the end of the day, the highest bid for the Corolla is this amount. And that would allow the people that were looking at the vehicles to do that, and then we also thought we could update each morning, have Mr. Rodriguez come and update online what the price was that morning, the highest price for each.
And how many days are you going to let this
we
run?
We thought we would go from Tuesday, it was this Tuesday to the following Tuesday, the 20th. Started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and on the 20th at noon, stop it.
You should probably put in there no drop-ins, you know, or something.
Well, I thought so when I was doing this, I tried to put something on there for you guys, but... Yeah.
It has to be
right on the ad. We should add no drop-ins, please do not drop in.
Next, we have a school to run here, still without like a car.
Call for appointment. So and then what we'll do is we'll basically have Miss King be the contact point. She'll collect the bids and she'll be in charge of making sure she calls everybody that's bidding on that.
Right. So she'll be the designated.
She'll be the
contact.
One contact point.
Right.
Yes.
That's good.
So
okay.
The Corolla has the private party value for ours, and it's in good condition. It really is. It has 95,000 miles. It's an 04. The median range is 3764. I don't know what you guys would like to set the beginning bid at.
Well, I think you should leave it like that and just see what happens. And then somebody might say, I don't, maybe none of them will think it's worth that. I know that my Camry, my Toyota Camry, has like almost 200,000 miles on it. You know, it's still going like a champion, you know. So
I just, what I don't want to not have a minimum bid for the simple reason that what's the lowest amount we would take to give that up? Because if you don't have a minimum and nobody's bidding, and then all of a sudden Donna comes in and bids $50, you know, we need to have a minimum.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. But what if, because if you don't have a minimum bid, let's say it's 37, maybe somebody will come in and say, like 35 or 3,000 or something.
Well, that would be, they could give us that bid and we could... We could bring it to the board and see if the board wants to accept that.
Uh-huh.
The thing also is, if you say you sold two of the vehicles, you could still take that third one up when you're ready to purchase a vehicle and use that as a trade-in as well.
Right.
I mean, there are they. Kristen's called them last year when we made that motion and started looking at vehicles. But the stickling point was, how do we get three vehicles up to Phoenix?
Yeah. You call the Border Patrol, they take a truck up there all the time, load with vehicles all the
time. Well, and you know,
so you throw one on there,
my only concern was just like, you know, if you got a little play in the driving, you know, people drive like nuts on that road. So, I mean, you know, I have people cutting me off right and left all the time. So, I, you know, if I don't, I wouldn't feel great about driving that baby down the interstate too far.
Right. Okay. What do you guys think about the minimum bid thing? I feel awkward us setting the minimum bid.
Yeah, well, what would be the minimum bid?
Well, that's the question.
It's because for example, the
Corolla.
Toyota Corolla, it's like the value, it's like with Cali Blue Book and the private party value.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What is it worth?
So right now it says the 04 Toyota Corolla, the private party range is between $3,111 and $4,416, but the private party value is $3,764, so it's right smack in the middle.
Yeah.
And so, like I was saying, like, what would we say, like, $3,500, I mean, as a minimum?
That's what I was going to suggest, was like, for the
okay,
Corolla,
let's say that.
If we could
let's
get
call that one $3,500.
I think that would be fair to the school, and
so,
I think
well,
it would
I think
be
we
fair
get
to somebody
this,
to
then.
Buy it.
Okay, so then the next one is the 02 Toyota Camry. Mine's an 06. I know I paid like $9,000 for it when I got it like a while back. But the 02 Toyota Camry is an XLE sedan four-door with $161,000. The other one that we were talking about only has $95,000 on the Corolla.
Right.
So this one has the 02 to a private party range is $22,702 to $4,551. But the private party value is $3,627. It has more miles, so
it has more miles, and like it's a higher level car. I was thinking $3,200 for that. I just thought
that's
a pretty.
Let's do that. That sounds fair.
32.
And like I said, I've had mine for probably 10 years, but I paid $9,000 for it almost too.
Yeah. A Camry's a good car. It's a solid car.
And Toyotas do run like forever.
They
do. I think that's reasonable.
They do.
And then the next we have a 1999 Chevy Suburban 1500. The mileage is 113,000 plus. Private party range is 1,819 to 3,740. The private party value is 2,780. I don't think that. I don't know. What do you guys think?
The one that more people have asked me about is the Suburban.
Well, I would say $2,500.
That's what I was going to say.
And it's because if you really think about it, the private party value, it's like 2,000. We've been doing 200.
Right.
Like almost 200.
Right. So do you think $2,500?
I think $2,500
is fair.
And here's the other thing. If we get rid of these three cars, then they come off of our insurance, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, right now we have to insure them, so.
Are we going to get a new one?
And even though they're just parked there, we have to insure them,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. What was that, Mr. Ramos?
Are we going to get a new one?
That would be the plan, would be to, if we have a vehicle left, we trade it in. And but all of the state bids, the ones we don't have to go and get extra bids on, all of those dealerships are, I don't know if there may be one in Tucson, but I think all of them are in the Phoenix area.
And if we sell these three, we're going to get like at least $9,000.
Right. And you know, honestly, I've been looking just because I was looking at a Malibu. I just looked because I wanted to get an idea, because I had looked at one when I was in Minnesota, and they had rental ones, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and they were selling them after they had 37,000 miles, and they were selling them for $13,000, $14,000. So I was just looking at Malibus, because I thought, well, that's a car where, you know, you could get five in there if you absolutely had to.
Right.
And they were in the low 20s. And I thought, well, you know, I mean, if we got $9,000 and then we could turn around for 11 and have basically a brand new vehicle, one that you could count on, people could take to conferences, all that, I think that would be a good. But the one thing, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but we need to put something out there to keep the sun off the dock.
Well, and the other problem is that this year there's a lot of people have problems with rodents. One of my neighbors, this old lady, her car is just sitting there, and they are eating the wiring.
Yeah.
And I told Rashawn, my brother, about it. He said that the wiring is made with soybeans, the coating on it. Why don't you make wiring out of something edible by a rodent? I mean, if you have to pay for the wiring, you're screwed.
Put the hood up, and that deters them.
Drive the lights.
Kristen didn't drive her car for a while. Huh? Kristen didn't drive her car for a while, and she had some cereal in her car.
Oh my God.
A rodent got in the trunk. Got into the box of cereal, carried it up through the car, up into the ceiling, in the closet.
Oh my God!
And the cereal up there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have babies in there too.
Yeah, she's just.
Goodness.
Okay, so if you guys are good with that, then we'll make a motion. We'll do those. I will add the amounts to the motion, so you don't have to, unless you want to say them. Whoever makes the motion.
All right. Go ahead. I'd like to make a motion to approve item B regarding the three cars that we're going to put up for private auction. We have the minimum bid set, and Mr. Macklin has all that information.
One second.
Aye.
Aye.
Oops. A-O.
All three of you vote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, it's like, there will be no issues. For example, if we were to sell all three, the same money that we get here, just transfer it and buy in a new car.
What that will do then is we'll put that in the account, and then when we turn around and buy a vehicle, we'll have it there.
It'll clean. Okay.
It'll be designated for that.
I don't know if this money would go back into capital. It probably would.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to go into M&O?
No, it's going to go into a different fund, just like the stuff from previous that we talked about.
Oh, okay, all right.
And it goes into sale of property.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So then we can turn.
So you can utilize
it. Then we can utilize it to replace it. Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All
righty. All right, so.
Item C, presentation, discussion and possible vote on approval to rent a bus with our drivers to a neighborhood school.
Okay, so there's a private school on the outside of Douglas that has tried to get Douglas and Bisbee and to take a bus so that they have a math contest. I think my understanding was it was in December, but I never got the exact date because I couldn't promise that we would do it or not. I said I would bring it to the board and I would ask. But they wanted to know if they could rent a bus. And I said, well, we would not rent a bus. We would rent a bus with our driver, possibly. But I would bring that to the board. But I wouldn't bring that we would
rent a
bus.
Where do you rent a bus?
Well, they've got to take their kids to a math contest in Tucson at the U of A. And so they want to be able to transport between 22 and 26 kids from basically Douglas to, is it Loretto School or however?
In Douglas.
I can't remember.
They want to rent our bus?
They want to get transportation. And I said I would not rent our bus to anybody that wasn't our employee. I wouldn't allow anybody to drive it. I wouldn't even bring it to the board.
They should have buses of their own.
Yeah, but they don't. They get busing from the public school. But the public school has chosen not to
That's bizarre.
Do that. So, I said I would bring it to you guys and I would ask. This is that colored sheet that I gave you. And what Donna, the only thing I forgot to put on that was to add, can I give you yours really quick, just so I know the amount. We would add $116 to that to make that an even $800 because
where's the neighboring school?
It's at Douglas, the Loretto Public, the Catholic school on this side of the town.
Right.
It's like 32 miles. So what I did was I calculated all the miles. And I'm just telling you what I did, and if you guys say we don't want to do it, that's fine. I calculated all the miles. We calculated how many gallons it would take. We calculated the pay of the two drivers that we would have. One of them could do it, and then we could...
One of our drivers,
and then we would bring someone in that we pay minimum wage to do whatever it is, and you know, that they do. So we actually would save money. We would also pay for all their benefits out of that. That whole, everything would be covered, plus the cost of the insurance for the day, all of that stuff. But I forgot to put on there, we got an oil change because we were coming close anyway, so we needed to get an oil change. So I wanted to add that almost $120. So we thought we would make it $800 even for a rental if they did it, and that would include 11 and a half hours of the driver. If they went longer than that, then they would owe money.
And what do you say the amount is? 800 and...
I thought if we left it at 800, that would cover most of oil change for us. So.
Okay.
So that we were trying, and then that's $200 that would go to the school that we would have to use maybe for our own field trips or something, and then everything else would be costs we would be paying out.
And so this is kind of right now a one-time thing.
This is a one-time thing that they would ask. I didn't know.
And none of our kids are going to be involved in
this. None of our kids would be involved. We would have one employee driving the bus.
Is it the yellow bus or the white bus?
It would be the yellow bus.
The big one.
Yes, because they have
the new one.
We probably would take the newer bus because that's the one that we had the oil change on.
Right.
The other ones.
Did they contact any other school district?
They looked around at a lot of the districts and some of the districts only have enough buses for their route.
Right.
So we have the extra bus. So when they asked, I just said, I would have to put something together. I didn't know how much it would be. I would bring it to the board, and then I will throw that back at them if you say yes. And if you say no, I will tell them no.
And they're paying our employee, too.
They would, yes, they would pay everything on that sheet, but we would make that an amount.
And did they hit up Bisbee, or?
They tried Bisbee short drivers. They don't have enough even for themselves.
Okay. It's kind of unheard of, but I don't really see the liability. I don't really see that being an issue, or... And I think, what do you think? I think as long as it's not something we're going to be reoccurring
situation. To be honest, I'm fine. Not an accruing situation, but it's,
right.
We're
I
just
wouldn't want to do it
it's not going to be like every week or anything. It's just for an event.
Right.
Right.
And like you said, we're providing the driver. They're not
they
going to say it's going to be
because our insurance
driver,
wouldn't support. That was one of the things, if you remember last year, when Mike couldn't go to one of the cross-country meets, we approved Bobby to be on the payroll so he could drive the white bus.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mr. Almos?
Yeah, I mean, as long as the school's going to pay, right?
Yes. School will be paying pretty much the driver and then the maintenance of the van.
So it's our driver.
The gas, everything.
Yeah.
They'll be pretty much paying the insurance that they use for that day and all that stuff.
Yeah. And do we have a bus driver that's willing to do that?
Yeah, I had two. I asked, and two of the bus drivers were willing.
Paco and Yariella.
Okay.
The two.
And it's a one-time thing. It's probably not going to be a reoccurring calling us back. And what about this and what about that? You know.
And it's only for events like that. I mean,
right.
And I told them if we had events going on, then we would say no.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, right. This I knew we didn't have any games coming up after whenever the boys were done and they got beat last night. So I knew
Who contacted you about it?
The principal over there.
Oh, okay.
And then the only other thing that maybe is just to give you, some time ahead of time, if they're going to need it next month, to call you this month and say, you know,
well,
what?
Well, I told them it had to go to the
that.
Board, and
yeah.
they asked about 2 weeks ago.
It's like a case by case basis.
And I think I sent you guys, I sent everybody an email update on it, but I didn't have any figures on what it would cost.
Yeah,
so.
You
okay.
said you were going to give them to
right.
us during the meeting.
So.
I have no.
Me either.
I think I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Mr. Olmos?
Yeah, it's fine.
You're fine with it too?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure, Mr. Olmos? Are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you have time off, you get time.
Oh, my gosh. It's just Christmas decorations all day today outside, and it's
burning.
No.
Okay, so who okay. made the motion?
I would like to make a motion to approve to rent the bus, our bus, with our driver to our neighboring school. That's the name of the school?
No, I don't
okay.
think so.
Aye.
Aye.
For a second?
Almost.
I was stalling, give him a chance.
Otherwise, the poor guy doesn't even get his name on except present via telephone.
Okay. Item D, presentation, discussion, and possible closed session dealing with superintendent evaluation. I would like to make a motion to table this until Mr. Olmos is present.
I think that's a good idea. And I have the paperwork
like,
here.
I just like for all of
you. I gave it
the paperwork
last month.
Is last week. It was
oh, right.
the last month.
But if you
and
need another one, I can get another one.
Because I'd asked about that other instrument. But we've used that one before. We've used it a lot. But there was another one we used to use, and I just didn't know if you had it. I can never
find it. I looked through, like, even...
I'll look and see if I have one.
Yeah.
I think it's good sometimes to have an option. But I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
So
Mr. Olmos, what do you think about tabling item D?
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to table item D, pertaining to the superintendent's evaluation.
A second.
Aye.
Actually, there was two motions on the table, so it was Brisa that motion first, but I guess it kind of died. So
Brisa said it first, so yeah. that motion we can still stay with that motion. It's no big deal.
I seconded your motion
because she did make the motion. You know, in reality, BR motion. Who's second?
Almost.
AO.
Aye.
I got it right.
Yay.
Cool.
Aye.
And item five, attendance report.
Okay, so let's see here. A couple of things. I mentioned about the Christmas program. If you guys want to come, we're going to have a special announcer at the Christmas program. So it's a secret. Are you volunteering?
Is
it No. I don't think it's Santa. Is it Mr. Olmos?
It kind of looks like Santa.
Is Mr. Olmos going to be Santa?
I don't. You know, he looks good.
It doesn't say Santa from the midsection.
And the what?
From the midsection, it kind of looks like Santa.
I'll be the Grinch. I'll dress up as
so,
the Grinch.
So, we got everything finalized. We're going to start the program at 6 o'clock. Our K through 2 are going to do the first in the gym. We'll have the kids all dropped off by between 5:30 and 5:45 for the K through 2. And the parents will be in the gym. We'll go through and we're going to do their program. And then when they're done, they will all go back to their rooms. And if the parents don't have any older kids, they can go and pick their kids up. And if they do have older kids, they can just stay in the bleachers. And at 6:45-ish, then the middle school or the third, fourth, and fifth graders are going to come down, and they're going to do their program. And I say we're going to start at 6 o'clock. But, you know, that's kind of... if I say 6, we're really hoping for 6:10. But we're not going to tell anybody that. So the other thing, you know, is that we send information home to the parents, or we are sending it home, and we're just going to ask them, tell them that we're going to try to keep, you know, spaced out a little bit, reminding them about... We got a big update on the COVID and flu and CSV again this week, and it's really high. So we're going to ask them if they would wear masks, but we're not going to mandate it because we're not supposed to mandate it. But we are going to ask them to wear masks just to protect the kids. And
it's not mandated, but highly recommended.
Right. And we're going to also send it out on Facebook.
Okay.
So it's, you know, if grandma and grandpa are ways away, they don't all have to drive it. Because you know, when a kindergarten, first, second grader, everybody's going to go to it. Yeah. Everybody. You know, and so we're going to put it on Facebook Live. We've got actually one of those little QR codes.
Yeah.
Victor put the QR code on there, and it'll take you right to where you can sign up and get right into the show.
Oh,
so
cool.
That'll be kind of neat. And then the 21st, you guys know we're doing the sing-along. Along with that, the teachers are all of the elementary teachers that are going to do a Christmas party are going to do a little morning, get them sugared up, take them to the gym, sing, go outside and run around like they're crazy, go back to the room and finish their Christmas party. So, everybody, did you guys all get one of these? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought I put it on the table for you. But,
who's going to decorate?
Well, Victor always helps. I don't know because, you know, our decorator-in-chief was Armando, and the approver of that was always Francis. So, we're going to have to, Victor said he's going to dig into the shed because he found a whole bunch of old, what do you want to call it?
Like decorations.
Decorations.
Are you volunteering, Mr. Ramos?
Stuff.
Christmas stuff.
I'm not a good decorator.
Well, I won't say any names, but I know someone who has the week off and she already practiced decorating all day today, so maybe she would be available to help us next week when we get ready.
Well, I think you just put a little bug in her ear.
There you
That's
go.
That's why I'm becoming the Grinch from now.
Well, you know, you can be a little green. That's okay.
Okay, so the Christmas program is still set for the 20th.
20th.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. K through 2, 6:45, 3 for 5.
And okay. You're posting that on our site, yay?
It'll be on our website. It's going home to the parents. And it'll be on Facebook.
Okay.
Equal Facebook.
So Christmas break is from the 21st through the 9th?
Yes.
The end of the day, or the noon, the 21st, yes. To the, they come back the 9th.
The 9th, okay.
So hopefully they'll be able to find school again, because it'll have been a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the problem we always have is that first week after Christmas, our attendance is always so horrible.
Well, a lot of people go a lot farther down in
right,
Mexico.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So hopefully this year when we come back, I will tell you it's really exciting because we're almost done with our benchmark testing right now, and the kids have done really well.
They'd be ready for a break.
I mean, we had some kids who usually struggle academically and don't want to try because they don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one young man jump 120 points in his reading.
Wow.
And about almost 100 points in his math.
Well, considering post-COVID, you know, that's pretty darn good.
It is, and we have, you know, that was junior high. So, you know, I mean,
wow,
we've had a lot of kids all the way up, K through 8, who've really shown improvement. So that's exciting. They're taking it serious, and they really want to do better. So, okay, number two, Auditor General. Don and I are meeting with the Auditor General on December 20th, go through the first phase of the audit and findings, and then we'll be working with them through a corrective action plan. The hardest part about the audits, as you guys see, is that the audit we're talking about was from 2021, and it's 2 years ago almost. And unfortunately in Arizona, they don't, if you're not a going to be an exemplary school, they won't even go and do your audit until, they won't start audits until February of like.
But
the
they're doing
schools.
It from 2021. Was it June or May or
June 30th?
June 30th.
Was the last day of 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
June 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's this audit. Well, at that time, you know, we had Ms. King employed for 1 month.
Right.
You know, so she's been here. This is already, you know, well into her second year. So you know, it's hard to be able to look at it and say, well, okay, well, we hired a new business person, but we still have these problems. Well, these problems were basically from before we hired her. So, you know, hopefully when we get audited again this year, which we ask for the earliest audit we could get, and that's February. So we'll have our audit findings in March. So that's at least, what, 5-6 months earlier this year. But it's really hard, because if you are not doing something correct, or you're, you know, they feel like you're doing something in a way they think should be done better, if you don't have that audit in October or September so that you can correct it, now by the time you find out, you're 8.5 months, 9 months in. So
I think it's very erratic.
It's a random.
It's definitely not as set in stone and concrete as I thought it was. Like, you know, before, you know, they would ask the president, do you know about any, you know, wrongdoing?
Mm-hmm.
And then the 1 year I reported wrongdoing with those contracts, they never even asked about it at all, you know.
Well,
I mean, people working without contracts, the lack thereof.
This year, I will say this year, with the head guy from that company, he was much more thorough. And I know that was the week when Donna was
still a random audit.
At her mother, that was when you were at your mother-in-law's funeral, wasn't it?
They just like put random stuff.
Yeah. And so, but that's a random audit. They come in and they just
look right there.
They pick certain companies and certain days, and they pull things. And so, you know, so it's kind of by chance, but it always seems like if you have something you've done wrong, they find it.
Right.
So, you know, that's
good. There's things that probably the big school districts, they probably go and done too, and they don't realize it, and they don't find it, so it's kind of hit and miss.
And for us, you know, to me, the biggest thing about having an audit is having the auditor in your building 2 or 3 days.
It's a pain in the rear.
And but they haven't been here, you know, till this year. We got more time on site.
Do you think it's better than Heinfield and Meech?
No, I don't. And when this comes up, we probably will. I mean, we can't say who we would get, but we definitely want to open it up to bids. But I do feel better about the fact that we do have the head guy from the company.
Mm-hmm.
He was good. But, you know, I mean, the other company thought that they were going to have a conflict of interest, so they backed out of the contract, and that's why we ended up with a different company.
Right.
So, and then the state said it was okay. So, boys basketball team lost last night at Smith in the playoffs. So they are done. Girls basketball starts Monday. They are starting practice a month before they have a game. The girls are like, a month. Usually we get a week. So, but the coach, she's good. She's been a coach for a long time, and I think the kids will learn a lot. So that's good. We've almost completed. I told you about that before. The benchmark testing. Our scores mm-hmm. have been up all the way across the board, so it's very exciting. We did receive notice that we are still considered a TSI school. That means Targeted Services Interventions. So we still are a school that we will qualify for some grants if we choose to jump through all of the hoops, if it's worth enough money or not. But this, basically, we qualified for it because our ELL population didn't score high enough on the test. We were 5 points under what we needed to be.
But that's to be expected, though.
Yeah, and it is. And you know, the thing is that last year we had 184 ELL students.
Well, and the thing is that they say that, they go back home. And they're speaking Spanish, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's very hard.
This
it's
is like where they get English.
It's called immersion, but
right.
A lot of our staff is still speaking Spanish, too, you know.
I think it's a lot better than it was.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just,
yeah.
And it's a hard
yeah.
habit to break.
It is.
I mean, you know, it's easy to do.
So. Yeah, no, I mean, it's...
We can't...
I think we're going to do better. You know, last year was the first year we had some outstanding numbers of the kids mm-hmm. in the junior high passing the Azella. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that the fifth through eighth grade will be very strong there again. But, you know, 180 kids, that's a lot.
Well,
so.
Then when they said that after COVID that there is going to be a 10-year delay in kids coming back up to speed, and I think we've got a pretty good recovery rate, if you ask me.
Well, we're working. I really like the things we brought in, the new reading program, and strategies that we're using, the phonics program we're using, the math, and how we're using it and breaking down. We're breaking down into small groups so that, you know, if you have, say you have 20 kids, you got five at this level, four at that level, five at that level, and so you can teach to those kids at that level, and then you can have them working on other things with each other so they learn from each other, which is usually considered the best education anyway. So it is kind of exciting. I was really excited to see how excited the kids were about how well they did on the test.
Right. Mm-hmm. And most people aren't wearing, the teachers aren't wearing masks mostly, right?
There's been more since we sent that email out.
Yeah.
I just sent the email that I got from Jackie with all the people that got sick. So I would say we probably, between the paras and the teachers, we're probably close to 50% maybe.
Well, they just said that the very young children that are learning to read and English language learners too, it's very hard for them to understand what they're saying
if they
can't see
masks,
their lips.
Yeah. The teachers all, especially when they're working with the language and the speaking at those younger ages, they take their mask down or off if they have one.
It's hard to
get. Yeah, because they got to see your lips and see how you speak.
No, yeah. It caused a lot of problems. There's no choice there. I
put that in there about the organizational meeting for you guys just because it's got the dates. And I wanted to throw
something. Why do you have this in here, though?
The organizational. I just put it in there so people knew the dates because I knew you would know them, but I didn't know if Brisa and Mr. Almost would. So the key thing with that is we have to meet before the 15th for an organizational meeting, or you can have an organizational and then regular meeting at the same time if it's before the 15th. So I had two possible ideas for you. Okay, I put down that Roman numeral 6 there. Organizational meeting, we could do the 3rd, 4th, 5th, or 10th if you want to have just a brief meeting. And then I guess after this, what we could also do on that is we could, if everybody could be there, we could tackle the closed session for the evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back and do a board meeting on the 17th. Or we could just meet the 10th and do everything if you wanted to do that. I don't really care.
So just tell that again because Mr. Almost, he's the one that kind of hinges on that.
All right, Mr. Almost, we're looking at possibly either the 3rd, 4th, or 5th of January to have an organizational meeting. Or we could do it on the 10th. And then after the organizational meeting to go through the closed session for the superintendent evaluation.
If we do it on the 10th, can we do everything on
that day? We can do everything on the 10th. I mean, it will just be a little bit longer meeting, but, I mean, then you do it one night and you're done, if everybody's good with the 10th.
And there's something to consider, too, for the other for all of us, just in the event something crops up. And so I'm just saying.
Yeah. And I mean, we could schedule it for the 10th, and we could always turn the 10th into an organizational meeting just so it was a quick meeting and turn around and go. I know Donna looked at it. The 17th was a good, you know, just to make sure we had all the paperwork and everything done. She probably can have it done for the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you want to call it possible tentative 10th?
Well, we could set the organizational meeting and tentatively set the regular meeting for the 10th. If that's all right.
Okay.
And then we can fall back. If we need to move the regular meeting, we can move it back to the 17th. But we do have to do the organizational by the 15th.
Okay.
I think it's by the 15th, or does it say on the 15th?
Yeah, it says the 15th here.
You can do it on the 15th, but that's like a Sunday night. So.
January 10th, tentative.
Okay. All right.
So January 10th is like, if we can do everything all at once. That would be better. I'm off that day. The 17th won't work for me. The 18th will.
Okay.
Brisa's doing fireworks signs, so I think that she's happy about this. Oh, no. That wasn't what that was.
I think that was she had 3 nail appointments on the 10th. All right,
okay, so 10 to the 10th.
5:15.
All right.
Regular time.
Bells on.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right.
Long meeting.
Yep.
And I got a few things, if you're done.
Yep. Well, we haven't adjourned yet, so go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. Somebody asked me about lockdown drills and fire drills. So is that something that we can do?
They had a fire drill today.
Yeah, we did it today.
We're allowed to jump on you there.
Yeah, we had the fire drill today. We have a lockdown drill scheduled with the teachers, and then we're going to do one with the students in January. And then we're going to do we're going to try to avoid the Azella testing window. End of February or beginning of March, we're going to do a lockdown drill with an evacuation because we have a site for the evacuation, but we want to make sure we go through everything with the teachers one more time first.
Okay. And then also, if we can, I saw this on social media. Nobody came to me and asked me about this. Somebody mentioned this on social media. I think they tagged the Knuckle School. But it kind of got me thinking, which is true. We should probably start doing some assemblies, school assemblies, and do like have some type of recognition for the kids that do good in school to keep them motivated and also hopefully get other kids that are not doing so well to get better.
Yeah. Are you talking about random things or?
Yeah, like such as
and we have a bunch of things that come from the Legion that we do starting second quarter.
Like pep rally.
Right.
Thing?
Well, we can do it that way this year. Last year we went to the individual classrooms the last 2 years and handed them out. But we can do it. We just need to keep everybody spaced out. We'll do the same when we take all the whole school down when we do our sing-along and all that, too. So, yeah, at the end of second quarter, then it's not the American Legion, but it's another
Kiwanis?
Group.
No.
It's like Kiwanis. Maybe it is Kiwanis. They do this bug. All the kids that are on honor roll and then all the kids that improve their grades. All of those kids get awards, and so we can do that now. Yeah,
with the perfect attendance and all that stuff.
At the end of the year, the only thing we can give them, all we can give them is a certificate.
Yes, we cannot give them those gift cards.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Oh, no.
That was when that year I came. That was one of the huge things we got in trouble with the state because it had been given to the kids.
But, even a little certificate goes a long way towards the child.
And I've got a bunch of little things. Like I've got a couple of those little rubber band things.
Yes,
I've got these little key rings that have the world on them and stuff that I give the kids too. So we can do that, yeah. And I think doing it in front of the other kids will be nice because we haven't been able to do that. It's been 2 years.
Actually, and that's one of the things. We were doing a lot of stuff. However, COVID hit, and that stopped everything. It stopped and put everything into pause and it's trying to get. I mean, the thing is, we're trying, and I know you guys, as the school and being here, you're trying to motivate these kids and trying to get them back to a normal schedule. But it's hard because look at all these people. I mean, that little girl that passed away,
it scares everybody.
About?
We had a three-year-old that passed away from
RSV.
It
put everybody, I knew the family and everything, but it just scares you. And it scares everybody because especially my thing was oh my God, our teachers, our schools, it's little kids.
Well, do you remember when RSV came out? When we were little, I remember RSV making its way about.
The toughest part is it's just that three-headed monster. It's there's flu, there's RSV, there's COVID. I agree with Mr. Olmos.
Just to motivate these kids, sometimes they do something and they're like, they don't even notice that I did good, or they don't even care that I...
Yeah.
But I agree with him. It's just a certificate. A certificate goes a long way.
Well, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but we probably still have some candy left over from Halloween. Things like that we can throw in.
Candy.
Oh.
So,
you know, just something.
Yeah, little things like that. Yeah, and usually what Dr. I do Martinez is I take all those little cheap things that I've got, you know, that the kids like, and I just set them on the table, and then when they come up, they get their certificate. And then they can pick whatever they want.
Yeah,
so, you know, they get a choice.
It's a treat.
That's true. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's...
But yes, I think it's
the
a
young kids especially love to be out there in front. The
sounds
old
good.
Kids, not
yeah.
so much.
And then the other thing, too, that that I would like to ask is, I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is happening, that staff or teachers are mandating masks when it's only recommended.
No, yeah, nobody is. The only thing that I know of one teacher who had a student who was having multiple coughing fits, and they sit in small groups of four, and they did ask the student to wear a mask, and I believe they called the parent, so the parent knew, because I told them, if you're going to ask a student, just give the parent a call so they know.
Well, what's the dilemma? I'm confused.
Well, just because masks are not mandatory. In Arizona, we can't make them mandatory.
But you can recommend. Like
we
if somebody's coughing and sneezing,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
You can't make them.
I sent a letter home, a note home, a week ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically if they're coughing and sneezing right. and they have mocos, they should stay home.
Well, and we had a lot of kids come with masks on for, mm-hmm. for a good week or so.
Okay.
But last week, we had at least four, if not five, staff members out with the mm-hmm. flu. We had a couple out with COVID. Mm-hmm. We were eight or nine short every day last week.
Yeah,
at
and
work, people have been out
I
with
know,
flu,
it's crazy.
With COVID, and with, I mean, they've been sick. Everybody's, it's been crazy, and it's mm-hmm. everywhere.
So, yeah,
everywhere.
No, but I'll mention it to the teachers again, but I think I maybe know, I know of one situation, because the teacher came and asked me, and I said, to call the parents and what, but they were having, and I think it was more an allergy thing. They didn't have anybody home that was sick or anything like that, so it wasn't like they brought, you
know. Well, it's kind of common sense. Like, if your kid isn't feeling well, you have to consider it, but in the end, they could be fine during the day and go home and be sick and come back the next morning, and it's already too late. They're being exposed
right.
to them.
Right, yeah.
You know, so.
Okay.
And then one other thing, too, what was it?
Oh. You've been doing your homework here, or what?
Yeah, I had it on my mind.
He's in a motel. He's got a lot of time
to think. Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. Can we start working on Deputy Zavala's stuff for next year?
It opens up.
Remember what happened last year?
Right. It opens up January 3rd for all of the applications. And so
okay.
we have already contacted our attorney, and Officer Zavala has talked to his... I believe the gentleman's name is DeGento. So he has notified him it's going to be coming, and we want to get, and he also, I asked him to have them talk to the county, get on the county commissioner agenda for February, because they will not wait for us this year. If ours is not in, and it's got to be in by April, then if it's not in before that, it's a first come, first serve, and so we want to make sure we're one of the first ones. And we also got good news that our nurse has been approved for another year.
Oh,
so
wow.
So we'll
Yay.
Have him for another year. So good.
What did he say? Did he happen?
He was excited,
yeah.
and then
okay.
he also qualified for all the free classes, so he's going to get his school nursing license, and they're going to pay for it. So
nice.
Nice
yeah.
for him.
So,
good for him.
Mm-hmm. So anything else?
No.
Okay, we just need adjournment.
Okay, I would like to adjourn this meeting at 6:38.
One second.
Aye.
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 All right. Mr. Almost, when you come back into town, there are some things for you to sign, sir.
Okay.
Almost second.
All right.
I'll be there, so I'll be done all next week also, so I'll get back to the 19th.